Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX, and for everyone down in the US under the symbol THXPF. Shad Markowitz is also on the line with me, and Shad and I are going to be bouncing a couple questions off of the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. Now, Segun, I know the main focus of the company, at least in the near term, is the construction that is ongoing at the Segilola Gold Project in Nigeria. Again, that's the focus. Give us an update, please, on how this is progressing and when we can expect that first gold pour out of this project.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Shad. First of all, it's always a pleasure coming back on here. So, like you say, we've been working away at Segilola in Nigeria since 1st of March last year. Construction has been progressing very well over the last 15 months. We have had a target of a June 1st gold pour. We've had to update that first gold pour target to July. The reason being, number of our steel structures, which happened to be on the final shipment, got stuck in the port in Lagos for an additional 3 weeks. So it was a bit frustrating, but on the positive side, we've now managed to get those out. That's all on site now. And now we've had to restate our first gold pour for July. In terms of other work in Nigeria, you know, the construction and installation are progressing very well. Now we have everything we need on site. We can be confident of this July date, all within budget. And also, it's in terms of the additional work we're doing at Segilola, we had cleared the pit initially, but we've reached another milestone there where we've actually started mining and stockpiling. So we've started mining ore, which is a first for us. That's all going on track. The mining equipment's now at site. Our mining contractor's there. Stockpile is building up very well. We will be commissioning the plant in June. And after commissioning it, the gold will be poured in July. What does that mean in a bigger picture? We have the same production guidance for the rest of the year, which is just over 40,000 ounces. We had a lot of contingency built into the ramp-up period. We believe we still have that capacity to ramp up before beginning of September and still have the production guidance for this year for just over 40,000 ounces.
Segun, can you just give us a little bit more insights then in terms of any other potential delays that the company might have in getting into full-scale production? Because you are so close right now. I just don't want anyone else to maybe be surprised if any delays happen.
Yeah, that's a very valid question. Look, it would have been, you know, a lot more difficult to give an estimated time if we were still waiting for things to be shipped or still waiting for things to be cleared from the port. Previously, when we were targeting end of June, you know, things were already either on site or on the water. And this unforeseen delay in exiting the port is what has caused us to move into July. But, you know, the assurance we have now and the assurance I can give you and anyone listening is that items are actually now on site. You know, it's all in our hands now. We have a finalized schedule based on what we have. We have the personnel on site to install all the equipment. So we don't see any more delays now.
One final point before we leave this project, but just remind everybody of some of the production estimates in terms of all-in sustaining costs and also what you have seen in terms of profitability from the recent feasibility study.
Yeah, so we updated our reserve statement in the last quarter, and you know, we were very happy with the numbers. We increased the reserve size from 405,000 ounces of recoverable gold to 517,000 ounces. The grade still stays just slightly above 4 grams per ton, 4.0 grams per ton. And the all-in sustaining cost is still very strong, well under $700 per ounce at $685 per ounce for the life of the mine. The average production is between 85 and 90,000 ounces per year. So it's a very cash generative project with a lot of high-grade material being mined in the first 18 months. So there's a very fast payback. You know, an IRR at today's gold price north of 80% and a payback period in less than 1 year at today's gold price. We have a senior debt facility of $54 million. At today's gold price, should these gold prices sustain, we will be in a position, if we choose to pay back all of the senior debt by the end of Q1 next year, after which we'll be in free cash flow. So it's a very robust project economically. It's really well supported by the current prevailing gold prices. And, you know, we are, like I say, you know, should we hit our targets this year in terms of the production guidance of 40,000 ounces, we think we'll be in a very good position. The other thing we don't really talk about much is still the exploration potential here. In the underground, where we had done an initial PEA, there's still scope to increase this at depth. And the other work stream that's going on is, you know, we've actually started, you know, doing more advanced exploration on some of the satellite targets as well, which we had firmed up into drill targets. So we'll be looking at drilling these out over the next few months as well. That's ring fenced with a different project team, exploration team on the ground. And like I say, you know, we're on the home straight, I like to call it, in terms of construction, with the last few items being installed and the first gold pour now looking like July.
Okay, Segun. Well, all eyes are definitely on first gold pour at Segilola, and it's an exciting time for the company. And one thing that I think makes Thor Explorations interesting is that you don't just have this one project you're bringing in. You started bringing up some of the exploration upside in Nigeria, but you've also got quite a bit of exploration upside at your other two projects. But what has caught our attention recently is some of the news you just had out last week on the project in Senegal, the Douta project. You've done some extra drilling at the Makossa Tail, which is kind of a newer area you're working on. Could you maybe bring us up to speed on what you're seeing there and what you're excited about with the high grade zone and the, you know, extending the strike length of that project in Senegal?
Yeah, look, the Senegal project is a project we've always been very excited about, and we probably don't think we get enough, value for in our share price. It's a blue sky exploration project, which we've now discovered, significant mineralization on. And over a significant strike length. In February, we press released our drill results, which included some discovery drill results from what we call Makossa Tail. We called it Makossa Tail. Obviously, it's down in the south of Makossa, but it had been separated by 1.6 kilometers of an untested zone. And in those drill results, we hit a couple of high-grade discovery holes. We've gone back, we've tried to firm that up, see if the mineralization is continuous, if the high-grade zone is continuous. And we press released that on last week. We're very happy with those results. And, you know, some of those, you know, 5 meters at 11 grams per ton, 5 meters at 10 grams per ton, these are all in the oxide, you know, very shallow, consistent, and the strike length is very consistent in Makossa Tail. So what we're doing as we speak right now, you know, the rig is now in the gap between the untested area between Makossa Tail and the main Makossa discovery, the area which I've deemed, coined internally, Makossa Bridge for now. And we're drilling those now, and samples have started going to the lab. So during the course of June, we'll be expecting those drill results back. And what that will mean is, you know, should we manage to link the two together, then we're looking at something pretty substantial over a strike length of around about 7 kilometers. The last set of meters before we start feeding all this information into a maiden resource, we're going to move the rig to the north and try and extend Makossa north by another kilometer. So this is all culminating into our maiden resource, which we're aiming for this summer. And, you know, hopefully what we see in Makossa Tail extends through to Makossa Bridge, should I say, which bridges Makossa Tail and Makossa main, to make Makossa one long ore body, should I say. So, you know, we're hugely excited by this. It's a very exciting few weeks coming up with the drill results to be coming out. And then once we get all the drill results and complete all our studies, this is all going to feed into the first major milestone here in Senegal, which is our maiden resource.
So, Segun, one quick follow-up here on the potential here, just this Makossa Tail. figure one in that news release from June 1st outlining those results does a good job of outlining what you've drilled here and some of the gaps that you're still going to drill. But you also make a reference to the Massawa project owned by Teranga. Give us a little, I guess, clarification or a little comparison here of what could be possible at this Makossa tail compared to what Teranga has at Massawa.
Yes, look, we don't want to infer any numbers directly, but look, we're 5 kilometers away. We're in a very similar orientation as Massawa. We have only drilled this really very shallow. If you look at our drill results, all the intersections are very shallow. We know the refractory nature of Massawa, so our first pass is really trying to keep everything in the oxides, which we've done, and we're still getting these high grade and should I say, you know, juicy enough intersections, you know, 5 meters wide, all in the oxides, and this is stretching for 7 kilometers. So that's the first pass. If we can then start looking to take this down to another into the transition and into the fresh, that would be another layer of upside. So the first pass, you know, we're looking at a total in Massawa north of 3 million ounces, and for us, we're looking at a longer strike length, although shallower, and you know, we have done our back of the envelope calculations. We know what we're aiming for here. We'll be at least hoping to be at a maiden resource round about that 1 million ounce mark. We hope we can break it, but you know, who knows. We'll see. We're drilling that at the moment, and we're very encouraged by the results we're getting.
Well, Segun, there's just a lot of exciting things on tap here for the company, but could you walk investors through what they should expect as far as the timeline, as far as the news catalyst coming up, because there's so much coming out between Segulola and the Duda and Makossa Tail project. Could you just give us a rough idea of what to expect for the balance of the year?
Yeah, so the rest of the year, look, there's drill results coming, should I say, in the next... between now and over the next 6 weeks out of Senegal. We hope to start getting some drill results from Nigeria. We're building our own lab in Nigeria, which should start turning around the drill results time, which would shorten that a lot. And then, you know, we have in Nigeria, we're actually listing the company in London on the London Stock Exchange. That will be happening in the next... where we press released that a few weeks ago, and that will be happening very soon. And then we have our first gold pour, which is the first major milestone in July. After our first gold pour in Nigeria, we have a maiden resource in Senegal. And after that, we're ramping up to commercial production in Nigeria. And then, look, I think what we have in Senegal is one thing we've done in the past. We've always had one drill rig going here, targeting various anomalies. One thing we'd love to do is once we're in after the rainy season this year, you know, put a couple of rigs, 2-3 rigs down here, and try and really see how big this thing could go over the next after our maiden resource, and put in some significant meters in here. So that's one thing we're going to look forward to doing in Q4 this year in Senegal.
Okay, Segun, lots going on for this company. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on at Thor Explorations, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market, but in the meantime, everyone, send me those questions. Segun, thank you for this update. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and please keep in touch on the back of some more news.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.